This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
305 DGS and KMOX. I'm just going to put it out there. I was going to massage it. You're going to be so let down. I'm in a non-topic mood today. I'm in a fairly good mood because my stomach's not hurting, and I don't think I'm going to have to go into surgery.
But you're prepared if you do.
But I'm prepared if I do. Yeah. Yeah. Everything's clean, and my arms are numb. They really are. I reapplied the stuff this morning when I called my doctor. I'm like, if he tells me get your ass to the ER, I'm not going in with feeling in my arms.
It'd be good and numb.
I've never had an IV in my arm. I've had one in my hand when I had my colonoscopy, but I've never had one in my arm.
Huh. I've had one. I went to the...
Was it awful?
No, it wasn't bad because it was like an elective. It was like one of those like
vitamin C
boosts. Or I think Andrew came with
you me. You can tell me...
I think the ones in the arm are better than the hand.
You think so?
I thought so, yeah.
I didn't mind the arm one. I thought it was going to bother me. It really didn't.
Yeah, that's... I'm not so... I mean, I don't want them to stick it in, but I just don't want them to leave it in. Mm-hmm. That's the part that weirds me out because you know how I am. Mm-hmm. I'm going to want to pull it out or bite it or, you know, do something bizarre, rub a worm on it. So
that'll probably be fine.
You could tell me that I could go to one of those IV places and walk out with hair and I wouldn't do it.
This is our special hair IV.
I'm not kidding. You could tell me that I could quit this job, get paid $1,000 a day. I just have to get one IV a day. I couldn't do it. Is there anything like that you guys couldn't do for $1,000 a day?
Probably something with heights. I don't do great.
Yeah. Nothing Wheeler can't do.
I'm trying to, I mean, like,
money talks.
There are probably things I would rather not do, but I think I'd get over a lot for $1,000 a day.
Right. The heights, I might get over that fear.
Same.
For $1,000 a day.
Have you seen those jobs where the guys have to climb up?
Yeah,
I'm not sure if it's real. Because they say they make
real.
Like 200
Oh, the towers?
Grand.
Yeah, those
they're
are real.
Yeah, and because they only have to do it like once every 4 months or something like that.
Man.
And it's like all day. Like it's like 4 hours up and then they got to work and then it's like 3 or 4 hours to get down.
Man.
That's
my
so
palms
much
are sweating
work.
Just thinking about it.
Yeah, literally mine too.
I don't know what bothers me more about that. Probably more the effort than the heights. Because I know I'm going to be attached, right? You're attached. You got stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I mean, like, that part I'd probably get over faster, but the amount of work.
Oh, the work wouldn't bother me.
That is so much work.
No, that wouldn't bother me.
Man.
I would get up there and I couldn't come down.
Oh. Yeah.
I did that. I'm such
What if I gave you a parachute? Would you jump?
That reminds me, one time my brother and I were just like exploring in the woods and we found a deer stand and I was able to get up and then I couldn't.
Oh,
like,
no.
I could not get down. And he was like, please, mom's going to kill
you
me.
Can't
please
leave it
get
here.
Down.
I feel you.
You know, I don't have a desire to do the sky jumping. It just, I mean, if somebody was like, here, it's for free, we'll do it. I'd be like, all right, fine. But I really want to do the suits. Like the flying squirrel suits.
Yeah.
I would love to do that.
Nah.
Here's how far away
and,
from
and
that.
And that one's way more dangerous too, right? Like the skydiving is not dangerous. I know. It's not as dangerous as flying, you know, over treetops and down a mountain.
Here's how not like that I am. A couple years ago, I took the whole family out to Colorado and we were walking around the lake I love that's a tattoo on my arm now. And there was a pretty steep hill going up and I decided to be Crazy Dave and I scampered up it about 100 feet and I get on my butt and get ready to come down. I'm like,
because it was too high?
Yeah.
Did you get the willies?
It's too steep. It's too steep. I'm like, well, this is where I live.
Goodbye, family.
You guys can visit me.
I do occasionally have a dream like that where I will climb up. I don't know why I'm doing it. I can't remember in the dreams. But then there's a point where I'm like, well, I'm here now. What do I do? Guess I fly. That'd be nice.
Man, go ahead, Rich.
Do you guys ever have those dreams where you can like... when you're walking or like skipping or something and then you start to float and you're like, oh, I can basically fly. Why don't I do this all the time?
It's been a long time since I've had one of those.
Yeah, I love those. Those are the best.
And it really feels like you can.
Yeah.
Just last night, because I've been fighting this appendicitis, and I had a dream last night that I just had to eat nothing but porridge. And I was in my dream, I'm just eating porridge like a fool. And I woke up, I'm like, oh, thank God. Then I'm like, wait a second.
What is porridge?
Like, what is I'm not even sure what it like? Is. I don't know.
Like, is it like oatmeal?
Little
yeah, kind of. It's like gruel.
What's gruel taste like?
Porridge.
Yeah, porridge can't be good.
How's the gorilla running treating you with?
I haven't had one in a while, but those are my favorite. I love those. Because they start off as frustration. They start off with like, I can't run fast enough. And then you figure out, you if I just lean over the power of the jungle and use my arms, I can run fast. Then you get going fast. It's awesome.
Speaking of, have you guys heard of Adult-a-ween?
No.
It's the new trend in Halloween, which is encouraging adults to channel their inner child and take part fully in Halloween.
Oh, like trick-or-treating?
Trick-or-treat.
That use.
Dress
no.
up.
No. It's like,
no, that's for the kids. I'm sorry.
Unless you're doing it as a party amongst other adults and like you're all agreeing, hey, we're going to do this.
Yeah.
Like, don't be going right or regular. You come to my door as a full-grown adult, I'm giving you nothing.
Yeah, I would probably be like, I'm saving my candy for the children. I'm sorry. Because I don't, the thing is, it's not like I want to like rob you of your joy or anything, but I don't want to run out of candy for a child.
My mom's biggest fear.
She, running out of candy?
She feared 15-year-old trick-or-treaters more than Nazis.
Yeah.
She was like, Jack, they're 5 feet tall.
I don't mind the teenagers. I give them, but you know what's interesting though? And I don't know, I'm guessing it's around other neighborhoods too, but like there will be times where we've done it with our neighbors and stuff where you have a cooler and if adults are coming by, you hand them a beer.
That's fun.
That did not exist when I was a kid.
There is a place called Surf Dogs that I was friends with in the Valley, and they set me up a whole hot dog station.
That's great.
And I just sat out there in the driveway and made Chicago dogs for everybody.
That's fun.
So the adults got, or the kids too?
They weren't interested.
They wanted the candy. Yeah, yeah.
But the adults loved it.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was at Schnucks this morning, and I'm looking at all the candies, and I haven't pulled the trigger and gotten my Halloween candy yet, but I am strategizing of what kind I want to hand out this year.
Mm-hmm.
I want to do it up big this year, yeah. I think.
These days, unless you just live in one of those neighborhoods where it's really, really embraced, you don't get that many trick-or-treaters.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when I was a kid, like, you'd get 100.
Yeah,
I'm not even exaggerating.
Because everybody does trunk or treat now.
What a lie that is.
Yeah.
That's too easy. Phoebe always did trunk or treat at ICD. And I don't blame her. Good for her.
Yeah, you get a ton of candy.
A bunch of fish in a barrel.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's no challenge.
Yep. You're there. It's all in one place. Yeah, our neighborhood's weird. Like some years it's constant nonstop and other years it's really quiet.
That is strange. I wonder if it matters, like, what day of the week it falls on or something.
I think there's some of that, yeah. Weather definitely impacts it.
Yeah.
If it's cold, a lot less people.
You know what I was thinking about? We talk about stuff like this a lot, that we are such creatures of our generation that if my great-grandpa, who was jammed of John Philip Sousa, had been born, like, in the 80s, he'd be in a Metallica.
Yeah.
You know?
What if they had mosh pits for Sousa?
That's why I always say, like, thank goodness. Because when I was a kid, you know, speaking of like slow motion football in your room earlier, like I would always listen to music and like lip sync. And, you know, I thought I was
singing your hairbrush.
Yeah, I thought I was in a music video and I thought it was so cool. And if you would have said, like, here's a smartphone, you could upload this to the internet, I would have been like, this is my chance to become a star. I would have had so many cringy things online.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I'm very glad I was saved from that.
I'm such a strange mix. I'm a ball of insecurity, and yet I just think I can do anything. And especially when I was a kid, and I remember, like, in sixth grade, we would go to the high school football games. And behind the stands, we'd get our own little sandlot game going. And I was really fast and a pretty good running back, and I just knew I was the best. And we were playing this team, and some of their kids were challenging us. And there was this one kid who was faster than me and better than me, and I couldn't catch him. And I remember distinctly having this moment of like, oh my God, he's better than me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, you're so delusional when you're a kid.
Dude, I was. I was the king of delusional. I thought I was so good at baseball. And then you get around some really good people, and you're like, oh, dang it. I got some work to do.
Yeah. It's just jarring.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, like, the biggest thing I remember that being, because I thought, like, I wasn't first team all-state guy in high school or anything like that, but it was also a different era. Like, in the late 80s, it wasn't as much, like, publicized as it is now, where people can go see your scouting profile online and all that stuff. Like, you had no point of reference. You just know who you played, and then the local newspaper would rank the high school teams. We were always one of the top five or six teams in the state. And you're like, wow, I'm pretty good. You know, I'm one of the best players on this good team. And then I got to college and I was like, oh no. Like, this guy right here is like, he's amazing. And I'm like,
Speaking of baseball, the Bally's thing.
Yeah, I was going to bring this up. This is a big deal in Major League Baseball moving forward. So the company that owns Bally Sports Midwest and a bunch of the other Bally Sports regional outlets is called Diamond Sports. They're owned by Sinclair, the big broadcast company, but Diamond Sports is kind of a separate thing. So they're in bankruptcy, and today they dropped in court that they want to drop 11 of the 12 major league teams that they have contracts with as a part of their bankruptcy. That includes the Cardinals. So they have 12 teams that they have deals with for 2025 and beyond. They want to drop all of those contracts as a part of bankruptcy except their deal with the Braves. So it's the Cardinals, the Guardians, the Tigers, a whole bunch of teams. So at this point, if that gets approved by the judge, that would mean the Cardinals do not have a TV outlet for next year at the moment. But a couple things. One, Bill DeWitt III on Monday referenced wanting to put a direct-to-consumer, essentially streaming service, an app that you would have on a smart TV or on your phone or tablet or whatever, that you would just pay, would be directly you and the Cardinals, and you get all the games, no blackouts, no nothing.
Mm-hmm. And the Cardinals would, like, hire Chip and Brad and things like that?
They would probably. There are a lot of ways this could still go, right? They could renegotiate with Diamond Sports at a lower number. I don't think the Cardinals and some of these other teams would do that. Because why would you take less money, guaranteed less money? Because if you do it yourself, think about it. Diamond Sports was paying the Cardinals, I want to say it started at $75 million a year. It may be 90 now, something like that. But let's say it's 100 for a round number. If they're paying you $100 million a year, what does that tell you about what they're making on it themselves? They're making more than that. So there's actually more money there. It's just not a guaranteed deal, right? So here's Diamond Sports saying, here's $100 million, and you don't have to do anything but sign on the dotted line. Those are the agreements that major league teams have had with their local TV partners forever. Mm-hmm. The cord cutting has changed how that works, because this was all based on the cable and satellite model where the distribution was done through all those companies. Well, now it's all over the place. Some streaming services have them. Some of them don't. Some people don't have cable anymore, so it's become a lot more chaotic, which is why this company is in bankruptcy. Moving forward, you could either see Major League Baseball take all of these in-house and produce it all themselves and find distribution maybe through Amazon or Apple Plus or ESPN Plus. I heard my buddy Mike Farron talking about it on MLB Network Radio today on my way in, that ESPN, one of the higher-ups at ESPN has even mentioned that they might have interest in bringing these teams in, where you could, you know, they would geofence everything. So you could say, I only want to subscribe to the Cardinals. And they would be like, great, you're in the Cardinals region. It's $10 a month, and you can just go to the ESPN Plus app, and it's going to be there.
Wow.
And so there are a lot of options. These games will be televised. I can promise you that. The question will be whether they're on traditional cable or satellite. My bet is that Major League Baseball and these teams will figure out a way to make
that
happen.
Not that we care all that much, but how does Bally's make it if they lose all their teams?
Well, it's in bankruptcy, so it's going away.
Oh, it's going away. They're right. Not trying to restructure.
Diamond Sports is probably going to end up going away eventually. Now, not right away, and maybe not entirely, but they're going to be shrinking. And Bally just is a licensing name, right? So just like Fox Sports Midwest, before it was Bally, that was a licensing name. It wasn't owned and run by Fox Sports. It's always been by Diamond Sports, which is a subsidiary of Sinclair. And that part may be going away or shrinking really small, because the old model was based on cable and satellite subscriptions, and that's obviously changed.
In an otherwise empty room.
That is low-key one of my favorite intros.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, it's really good. Really subtle.
So good.
Wow.
We got to hate on Pearl Jam.
Andrew's like, it's mid.
No, I said it's great.
He's saying so good.
Oh, I thought
good.
You said it's okay.
No, I said so good. Because I agree. Oh. It's one of my absolute favorites. Too.
Yeah, it's a great song.
We heard you say something mean.
Yeah.
I would never. I'm
not
close.
By the way, here's the most obvious thing I'll say all day. I can't stand mean people. I can take anything.
I'm sorry.
Before I can take mean. And I'm saying this because I know it's a shtick, but I saw a preview for Gordon Ramsay's show. I just hate that guy, which is kind of mean to say. Mm. But
he's apparently very nice when he's not playing that.
I don't even like the shtick. I don't even like that is a creative performance thing to do. To yell at people and make them cry.
Like Simon Cowell or something.
Give me more. Yeah. Yeah. Every show has to have one now.
Man.
But in real life, like everyone's got someone. Everyone think right now. Could be your mother-in-law. Could be your boss. Could be a coworker. Everyone's got some mean person.
Kevin.
I say, what if it's me?
Yeah, you're not mean. You're just loud.
I'm not mean all the time, but I can be mean.
You're just aggressive.
Yeah.
Who you mean to?
Players mostly.
Have you ever had a player on your team?
Not commonly, by the way, just occasionally.
That you just hated?
Never.
Come on.
Nope. Never had a player that I hated. Not once. Nope.
I don't think you're being truthful.
No, 100%. I would tell you if I had one that
really?
I hated.
You'd say I hated little Timmy?
I wouldn't name the person, but I would say, man, I hated this one guy.
I had beef with this 13-year-old.
Nope. Yeah, I know. Exactly. They're 14. It's hard to hate a 14-year-old.
Oh, no, it's not.
Yeah, it's hard to hate a 14-year-old.
I don't know.
It's hard to admit it. It's not hard to be angry at them.
It's not hard to yell at them at all. I find that very easy.
Man, when I was a teacher's assistant, when I was 20 years old, working with first through sixth graders, there's a bunch of them I hated.
Well, and you were closer to their age, too, so it was like...
Isn't that weird? Like, I got an email the other day from someone who I taught when they were in sixth grade. So I was 20 and they were 12, or I was 22 and they were 12, and I coached them on the basketball team, and they're like, Mr. Glover, I love your show. And I'm like, you are 50. That's crazy.
That's awesome.
To me, he's still 12 years old. Like, how can you type?
How are you allowed to do this?
How do you get from one place to another?
I would say that I'm like situationally mean. I think you're talking about the people that are always mean or just kind of
mean by nature,
angry all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're
situationally mean.
Of the world.
Yeah. Jeez. Ron's not mean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
DGS 334. Dave Murray joins us. Look.
Feeling better?
Yeah, you know what puts you in a good mood is when pain goes away, as you well know, Dave.
From when you stop thinking you have to go to the hospital, it makes you feel better?
Yeah, I had an appendicitis yesterday, and... Well, I thought I did.
I was going to say, wait a minute.
Yeah. But it was literally to the point, Dave, that I cut my toenails and washed my nether regions because I thought I was going into surgery. So,
well, what a polite guy you are.
Well, I mean, you know, you can't have them talk about you.
You should see that guy's feet.
I literally, when I got my first colonoscopy, well, my only colonoscopy, I need to do it again at Siteman, and it was a promotional thing. We were doing live endorsements for them, and I have colon cancer in my family, and I was afraid to do it because I have a celebrity butthole. So,
yeah.
Don't need people gossiping about that.
No,
Don't need those pictures ending up in the wrong place.
No, I don't need the doctor grabbing a sketch pad.
Mm-hmm. You don't want TMZ getting a hold of those.
Magnificent.
Calling people and be like, you won't believe what I saw today.
It looks just like Richard Nixon.
It smiles.
It smiles. Or frowns, depending on which end you're at. Oh, we should stop this now.
Yeah, yes. Probably.
No, I'm like 5 hours in a row pain-free.
Nice.
Good. Yeah.
Good.
Knock on wood. So, picture perfect again today.
Yes.
And I guess we can't grouse too much about, you know, heading back into the 80s. I mean, it's still barely out of September.
Exactly. But, you know, temperatures will be running the next several days, really right through the weekend. Eight, to 12 degrees above average. The average high, 74. The average low, 54. 74 today. So we're right where we should be. Sunset now is around 7 o'clock in the evening as the days get shorter and shorter. Tomorrow, lots of sunshine. Nice morning, but 82 for the high on Thursday. The record is 94, so not even close to that. Friday, sunny, 82 again. The record on Friday is 92. Saturday, we call it hot. It's sunny. It's 87 degrees on Saturday. The record is 92 from 1938. It's not record heat, but we're making a run at it. Then a cool front starts to come through on Sunday. Still quite warm on Sunday, but 81. We knock back a little bit. And then high temperatures, low 70s come Monday and Tuesday of next week. So a little four-day stretch of some October heat.
Nice. Hey, we were talking a couple segments ago about Wheeler and I both thought we were great at everything when we were kids, and then we ran into people who were really good at it. Did you ever have anything like that where you just thought you were the king of something, then you ran into someone? No.
No.
He was
no.
the king.
No, I really didn't. I thought I could be good at forecasting weather as I got older and older, and I thought I could be good on television, but I never put myself in the shoes of, yeah, I'm better than everybody else.
What about,
now I do.
What about Don? Was Don a stud?
Don was a stud, mm-hmm. Yes. He excelled in school. He excelled in sports. He excelled in basketball and baseball. And him being 3 years older than me, when I came up through the ranks,
yeah,
everybody expected me to be absolutely brilliant and absolutely, you know, a stud in sports. I was not. I was good at what I played. I mean, I did a little cross country. I did golf for the most part, and I was good at that. But I went. It was interesting when you have an older brother who is the stud. I went more towards individual sports than team sports, mm-hmm. and that's how I kind of separated myself out with
smart.
That.
Dave, you mentioned, you know, realizing you could be pretty good at television. When did that come around? Because I'm assuming the love of weather came first and the TV thing was kind of like a bonus.
Yes, absolutely. I think in high school, I thought I could maybe make a living out of this. I had no reason to believe I could, but I thought I could. And I wasn't in theater. I wasn't in public speaking. I wasn't doing any of that stuff. I just thought, you know, I'm going to really know my field. I'm going to know how to forecast. I'm going to know how to explain it. And yeah, you know, maybe I could do that.
Very cool.
Headlines, Rach?
Headlines is brought to you by Schnucks. Reward yourself daily with the Schnucks Rewards app. Fun fact, I went to Schnucks, the same Schnucks, twice in 2 hours today.
I almost went in a third time. I love this story. Please tell it.
Well, so I was running an errand today, and it was the kind of thing where it's like you drop something off and you're going to get it in a couple of hours. And I didn't know that was going to be happening. So I went into Schnucks to kill a little time. What did I buy the first time I went in? Oh, I bought a iPhone charging cable for my car because I've needed one for like 2 years. And then I went around and ran a couple more errands, ended up back in the Schnucks parking lot and thought, oh, Lucy needs treats. I'll go in and get her some treats. So I went in and got her that. And the second time I was in there, they were like, you okay? You need help with something? And I'm like, I'm just looking, which is kind of a psychotic thing to reply at the grocery store because usually people are on a mission.
I'm just walking through the aisles.
Yeah, I'm just gazing at all of your wares.
Just browsing.
And then I got back out to the car and I realized, oh, Dave Glover asked me to pick up some straws for him. If I thought of it, he asked me and Andrew to both do this.
We have paper straws here.
Yeah, we have paper straws. He wants plastic straws.
I'm like, keep forgetting.
I'm like, I'm at the perfect place. I went Schnucks. And then I was like, wait, I better not go back in
there.
They
would have died out, man.
That's really weird.
They've been like, security.
I just ordered straws.
Yeah, see?
Really?
How bizarre is that?
That is weird.
Can you send a few this way?
You haven't seen any nuns, have you? Me and Rach and Andrew all saw nuns yesterday.
Huh.
Nope, have not.
All right.
Did you grow up Catholic, Dave?
Pardon me?
Did you grow up Catholic?
No, Episcopalian.
Oh, man, do you seem like an Episcopalian. I mean, for real.
You know what? It was a weird situation. My mom was Catholic. My dad was Episcopalian. And when they figured it out, not to the benefit of anything, but any boy would be raised Episcopalian. Any girl would be raised Catholic. Say what you want to say about it. That's just how we did. And I was raised in a very high Episcopalian church.
Mm-hmm.
And so about as close to Catholic as you can get.
So without lots of rituals and.
Yes.
gallons.
I like that.
I'll be seeing a nun in Thanksgiving. My Aunt Barbara.
Oh, I thought maybe you just had one shipped in.
No.
So you have an uncle that's a priest.
The entertainment has arrived.
Yeah, so my
get anything on Amazon.
My Aunt Barbara is technically my wife's Aunt Barbara. She's a nun, and she's been teaching at college and done all the work in South America, doing mission work and things like that. My aunt Winnie, who is no longer with us, was a nun, and my uncle John is a priest.
Sister Winnie.
And then I turned out this way, Sister Winnie.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
My ninth grade algebra teacher was a nun, and she left or got defrocked or something. Yeah, it's quite a scandal.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
We made our sixth grade sister Aquinas. We made her cry.
That's not good, Wheels.
That's so weird. I made this one cry too.
Did you?
Yeah, I was a little.
We were terrible.
She was very mean, and I drew a picture of her sprouting wings and flying away.
Oh,
and she was standing behind me when I finished it.
Oh, we were just obnoxious to the point where I think hers were just tears of frustration.
Yeah.
Like, I cannot rein these five boys
in. I truly believe that this teacher just decided to not teach me math. Now, don't get me wrong. I don't think I would have been a math whiz by any stretch. But she just kind of left me hanging after the whole I gave her talons and a beak. And I never recovered. I just never came back. Glovers are not math kids. Nick won the math award in third grade. He gave me the medal this past Christmas. I'm going to have a necklace made out of it because Maureen and I and his mom, Jen, were so like, oh my God, a math Glover. This is amazing. And turns out that day there was an Indian kid shadowing him and he copied off his paper and got the math award. So he cheated.
Wow.
Wow.
That's fine. Either way.
How did the Indian kid not get it?
Well, he wasn't a student.
He was okay.
He was shadowing to become a student.
I see.
And so Nick's just like, well, he seems to know what he's doing.
Ineligible.
He seems pretty confident, so.
All right, headlines. Will the dock worker strike affect retail prices? I know we're all wondering. It's shut down major ports all along the eastern U.S. If the strike lasts long enough, the answer is yes. A prolonged strike lasting for several months could lead to shortages and price hikes. But as far as the holiday shopping season, that likely won't be affected because most holiday goods have already been shipped to the U.S. So that's a later problem that we don't have to worry about right now.
I'm worried about
Why am I even bringing it up? A biolab fire has spread a chemical cloud over an Atlanta suburb. Residents of Rockdale County, Georgia, were ordered to shelter in place after a fire at a chlorine factory spilled chemicals in the air. The fire was put out quickly, but shelter-in-place orders remain through Friday as the chemical cloud continues to shift. Exposure to the cloud could cause nose, throat, or eye irritation or difficulty breathing. But the good news is they don't think it'll affect the water supply.
Nice.
All right, let's see here. What do we want to talk about? Andrew was nice enough to get my headlines together for me today because I came in late and I had texted him. I'm like, I might be late getting my headlines together. And he said, would you like me to
because you were going into Schnucks so many times.
I was too busy shopping at Schnucks.
She's hedging in case you guys are like, these headlines are bad.
I'm not hedging. No one would say that. I'm trying to give credit where credit is due.
She's like, guess what's different with today?
No, I'm not.
You'll never guess why these headlines are so uninteresting.
That last one was
headline,
kind of a
Andrew sucks at headlines.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
The chemical cloud. The chemical cloud. We don't like the chemical cloud.
They didn't. They gave me nothing, Andrew.
They did. I was like, wow. I really.
But Rach, you missed it when he was doing those though. When you were out, because the start of every one of them was weird.
How so?
Because Andrew, you explain it, but at the beginning, you're like,
I guess we'll do a headline. You're so good at just like starting the headlines and just taking off. And I always felt like Dave would be like, well, you got some headlines, and I'd be like, Now presents you, my friends.
Exactly.
Come on.
It was pretty dire.
Thank you all for gathering here today. I'm here to bring you
PT Barnum.
Then all the headlines would be like, former President Bush stubbed his toe. And I'm like, yeah, this one's bad too.
Sweating.
Yes, flop sweating.
The worst is when you like haven't reviewed them enough before it's time to go, which is kind of what I'm hedging right now.
Well, you're reading word for word what I put on the page.
I'm like, guess what? There was a chemical fire.
You should have tried the Ron Burgundy and put on something on there really ridiculous.
I was just thinking thinking that.
I should have. Well, look, the headlines are bad enough that they speak for themselves.
No, they're not bad. They're good. One of the doctors charged in the death of Friends star Matthew Perry is set to plead guilty today. 54-year-old Dr. Mark Chavez will admit to acquiring and distributing ketamine using fake prescriptions. He took a plea deal and is cooperating with prosecutors. He still faces up to 10 years in prison.
Can I say something really unpopular?
Go ahead.
In all of this stuff with Matthew Perry, and I have dealt with addiction in my life and my brother, and I have nothing but compassion for people who have addictions. I really, truly do. But for the grace of God, go I. I don't have a chemical addiction. But there's, I haven't heard a single word of any sort of responsibility on Matthew Perry's part. I mean, he had an addiction, but he was playing everybody, and he was, you know, pitting this guy against this guy, and he's going illegally, and he's doing all these things. And I understand. But it just, like, the fact that he's just 100% victim just doesn't sit right with me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, is it just because people don't want to speak ill of the dead?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's exactly it, because that's exactly what happened with Pete Rose this week.
Yeah, it
he
really
He dies,
did.
And everybody's like, oh, Pete. I'm like, guys, this is in court documents. He had an affair with a teenage girl who says, she says she was 15. He says, no, she was 16 because that was the age of consent in Ohio at the time, while he was a 30-plus-year-old married man with two kids. And yet we're like, oh, Pete, boy, did he get hosed.
I've noticed on TikTok, it's very pro-Pete Rose.
It all, I mean, Stephen A. Smith went on it like, criminals get less time than Pete. Yeah, well, guess what he did was criminal, you know? I mean, come on.
Thanks, Dave.
All righty.
353 DGS. You guys know the poop rule for decluttering?
The what?
The poop rule.
The poop rule.
Yeah, I'll tell you in a minute. So I am in a massive decluttering of my house. I'm a hoarder. I can admit it. I'm not a hoarder. I contradict myself. I don't keep like newspapers and magazines and there aren't like bugs running around. But I have found no less than 12 eBay boxes that were not opened. Opened.
Mm-hmm.
I just got them and threw them in a closet.
So did you open them after you found them?
I opened them now.
Okay.
And I'm like, I have no memory of buying this. So I'm getting rid of probably 2 truckloads full of stuff. I checked out 1-800, got junk, checked out some other places. My city does special trash pickup. It's $25 per item. That's pretty pricey. So I went with 1-800-GOT-DREW. Andrew's coming by in the morning with a truck, mm-hmm. and we're loading it up, and I don't know what he's going to do with it, but I don't care.
I'm going to give it to Kevin. I'm gonna
drop it in Kevin's yard.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas, Kevin.
No, the poop rule for decluttering is you pick something up in your hands and imagine if there was poop on it, you ask yourself, would I wash this off or would I throw it away?
Interesting.
It's like a Dave Glover style of Marie Kondo.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.